Hey everyone, welcome back. It's Stunk Rennie's WrestleMania preview number three. For those who are just joining on the third time, Kevin and I have been running down the different WrestleMania matches, and we're currently on our number three, the third match that we're covering. If you want,
we're presenting this like sliders. We're gonna give you little hamburgers all in a big bunch.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully without the horrible after effects of heartburn and diarrhea. So, so if you've missed anything, if you've missed any of the first two shows, the links are included. And if not, just scroll down the damn page. It's not that hard. So let's get into it. We try and do a 15-minute rundown on each one. And this time we're actually going to cover the Money in the Bank match. Kind of a weird, eclectic group of people that they've included this year. I think just do the quick rundown. We've got CM Punk, last year's winner, Mark Henry, Kane, yes, he's still around, Shelton Benjamin, Mr. Potential, Christian, I left TNA and go on the road for this, Kofi, no one gives a fuck about me, Kingston, MVP, and Finlay. Finlay's like the obligatory put me in here guy.
You didn't have anything for MVP there. You've got to at least have the guy with the most potential to win this match or something like that.
Well, yeah, that's why I kind of left MVP out of there. So there goes my pick for this match. But, I don't care. It's time. I mean, they gave him back the United States title. Spoiler alert, if you don't want to know, he retains it again on Friday over Shelton Benjamin.
Oh, you just spoiled it for me.
Yeah, well, tough. And, I mean, MVP's time, I don't know. I hated it. I remember we all hated him when he first came out with those dumbass Power Ranger suits. It didn't make his character didn't make much sense. But he's almost, and I've used this before, he's become Rock-like where he did his own thing and people cheered him. He didn't pander to the crowd. He didn't do anything. People just wanted to cheer for him.
Yeah.
So he's doing something right.
He didn't really. Well, and I thought he was been damn good for a while, and we couldn't figure out why they got him on that awful ass losing streak.
Yeah. Well.
And you know what? According the whole Power Rangers suit too, A, he needs to cover up those awful ass tattoos.
Yeah.
B, they have done quite a job being the fashionista of Stunt Granny. They have done a good job of changing his outfits to look better.
Yes.
And less Power Rangery.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm not going to say that they're the greatest thing, or the greatest jumpsuit that I've ever seen, but they have significantly improved.
Yeah.
Over his beginning.
Well, yeah, from his humble beginnings of atrociousness, yeah. But I just think as a character and as a fresher face, they're going to need something after WrestleMania is over. I mean, we're going to have backlash where essentially they want you to pay for all the shit you just watched for $70. But, I mean, after it's over, they need someone new. And MVP, I think, can fill the slot.
Well, and he almost needs to be rushed because he's older already. You know, like, he isn't, like, isn't he, like, you know, at least 33, something like that?
You know, I really don't know.
You know, I think he's... you know what? I'm gonna go fucking check for it right now.
Yeah. But no, I mean, because you know he's made no bones about it. But hit with his prison time and whatnot, you know.
Yeah, he is not the youngest of guys that they've brought in. You know, I don't think that you know with the way he hit off and really started to turn the crowd towards him. You know, you can't really waste a whole lot of time on him because I mean I think he's definitely a bankable star. But you've got to get to it sometime relatively soon, you know, because he is a little bit older.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's in a different situation than Batista. Where did you ever get his age? So this doesn't come off totally stupid. But
I'm clicking on M
Yeah,
right
but I
now.
mean, it's not like Batista, where Batista's near 40 or 40, depending on, you know, who you listen to. But because MVP can talk up a storm still, though, when they're not giving the dumbass lines or whatever else. I mean, he can talk and talk and talk, so he can still sell you. He can still talk you into a seat. Something Dave that Batista can't. Batista just has to look. He has to keep looking like he'll get you into a seat. But anyways, this isn't about just MVP. I mean, we've got Kofi.
Yeah, he's 36.
36. Well, no, he doesn't have too much longer then. Well, I mean, depending on how he decides to wrestle his style. And but WWE after WrestleMania needs fresh faces, and maybe that can be a roundup show for later. But
Yeah, no, that's cool.
I'm predicting MVP, but I can also see him giving it to CM Punk to be the first ever two-time winner.
Yeah, I mean they took the Intercontinental belt off him, which doesn't really ever seem to be entirely bad, right now.
But also, I mean, you can make a case for anybody. And in CM Punk's, I can see because, you know, he got screwed out of his championship, and then he's really been kind of just not floating around, but he's just been kind of a holding pattern, really. They gave him the Intercontinental belt, but they didn't really do anything with him while he had it.
Yeah, I mean they always do a decent job of kind of building up. I mean, it always starts poorly because it's just like, oh, we're just gonna have a non-title match between these two guys, and then we're gonna like turn it into a title match. But Punk does a good job of celebrating when he wins anything. If nothing else, like he does a great celebration, and I mean he made a big deal out of it when he won it. But then, yeah, they didn't do anything with him as champion after that.
Yeah,
And
so he
he
lost
had
it.
a, yeah, and I mean he had a fairly drawn out feud with that was Regal actually that he won it from, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah, a guy that's not
So.
even appearing in a match on the on WrestleMania. So I mean, so I guess they could make a case for him winning it.
Yeah.
There would be something else for him to do, and then he could be the first ever two-time winner of the Money in the Bank. Look at it that way. Mark Henry and Kane, they're kind of the same fit here. They're just in the match to get a payday.
Oh, dude, not cool.
I mean, what's the matter?
I missed out a little bit there.
What I was saying was that Mark Henry and Kane are in the same boat where they're in the match to get the payday. I can't see either of them winning this. I mean, it was painful watching Kane climb the ladder on Raw.
Yeah, it like he's always gonna be around as that utility main event guy because of his size, and they consistently present him like even when he loses, he always gets his licks in no matter who it is. But yeah, you know that they're not gonna waste a win in this match on him. Like, if they're going to put him in a title match, they'll do it.
Yeah,
You know?
they'll come up with some other way of doing it.
Yeah.
I guess
And
they're.
Mark Henry, you can almost say the same thing, too. You could literally just, do what they did in ECW when they started building up how strong he was. Do it again on Raw if you want to, whatever. Have him bend bars, frying pans, go at it.
Well, they should have. All right, they should have never taken a belt off Henry to begin with. They did the Matt Hardy feud way too early with him. And I don't have a problem with Swagger as ECW champion. What I have a problem with is Swagger's not on WrestleMania. That's a big problem, for me at least. I wouldn't have minded if he was even in this match. Take out Henry or Kane, or Kofi for that matter. Finlay, too. I'd prefer to take Finlay out, because the time on Finlay, and I guess we can just go to him next. The time is Finlay being substantial at all is gone. But
Yeah, his
Hornswoggle sells enough merch that.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to do something with a guy who's supposed to be kind of was ultra violent really in a way. And but now he's got to be for kids, and it's just like, wow, he loves to fight, but he doesn't have as much gusto as he used to. You know, he has that weak spot, and it just really,
yeah.
You know, it takes something away from the, you know, like I said, the badassness of his character, and mm-hmm. it, you know, it. Yeah.
Well, just remember, 2 years know? Ago, the highlight of the match was seeing Hornswoggle get, what was it? What's that Green Bay Stadium? The hell, whatever it's called, whatever Kennedy's move was. The Lambeau Leap or whatever he was doing. He gave that to Hornswoggle off the ladder. I mean, that was the highlight. 60,000 people went crazy. It was awesome.
Yeah, he did the Kenton Bomb.
That's it. Thank you. Yeah.
With Horny. Oh, yeah. How can I forget that? Because
I just remember nearly jumping in Eric's arms when it happened. I was so excited because I thought that was fucking hilarious.
It would have been hilarious to see you jump in Eric's arms.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure he would have dropped me, not expecting it. So,
yeah, it would have been a rough landing.
Yeah, although the Randy Orton fans in front of us probably would have been like, "Oh, all right, that's awesome." I can't see them giving this match to Kofi Kingston at all. There's no build, but I can see Kofi Kingston costing CM Punk the opportunity. Because they've built it up the last couple of weeks with Punk getting tossed by Kingston, and then just tonight, Punk tossing Kingston out.
Yeah, and didn't he do something? Didn't Punk start the whole thing?
I don't know if Punk started it, but
I think he got him in something a while back. So like, yeah, I mean they've definitely been selling that. So,
yeah. But I just don't see it happening.
I don't see Kofi really having a shot at it.
And I think we can eliminate Christian, though. Because McMahon didn't even want him in the match, if you believe the reports of it. So I can't see them giving this match to a guy who he didn't want to be in there in the first place. Who's on ECW on top of that.
Yeah.
I think there's a better shot of Kane or Mark Henry winning than Christian winning. Right or wrong, that's how I see this one.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he has a better shot than that, but I don't think that he has a very good shot at it.
Yeah, well, it would be arguing semantics on the same thing, but I really anybody in this match?
That's why I'm just kind of leaving it there.
Yeah, I just honestly, I really think of anybody in this match, he has the least chance of winning, which means he's going to win now, but whatever. So it leaves us with Shelton. And it's been ages and ages of people saying, you know, Jim Ross saying he's got oodles of potential, you know, his standard thing. He just needs to do this or he just needs to learn this. But what if they finally have, I was going to say a heel win, but I mean, Kennedy won 2 years ago. But he was on the cusp of being a face anyways. Shelton's is far removed from being a face that you can do. What if this is finally like the time where they give it to him and give it to a heel, but looking down the road, he'll be the first guy that loses when he tries to cash in his opportunity. I know I kind of went a far stretch on that one, but
No, you had to drive a long route to get to your point there.
Yeah.
You know, I was in all your build up there, I was starting to think that maybe he had a chance. I mean, I really thought after he won the IC belt, they kind of concentrated on him for a little bit. I thought he'd started to consistently show the kind of ambition he needed.
You mean the United States belt, right?
Intercontinental.
Whatever worthless secondary title that we're using.
Yeah, exactly. So, the U.S. belt. Like, they actually, you know, it wasn't like they kind of had, you know, they set him up the same way they set everybody else up with the non-title win and then, like, you know, the title win, you know, a couple of weeks later or whatever. But then they had him on after that, so it wasn't like a complete loss as far as, you know, maybe the United States title meaning a little bit. But then they just stopped with him. But I thought he was wrestling better on a consistent basis.
Yeah.
That whole time, like, you know, he looked more intimidating. He looked a little bit crisper, a little meaner, really, in general. And I was like, wow, maybe he's finally gotten it through his thick skull. You know? And it's an admittedly thick skull.
Yeah. Well, see,
That this is what he needs to do to, you know, maybe, you know, get to the next level.
Yeah.
But I still don't really see it though. You know, I even though I think mm-hmm. he performed better, I don't think he really has much of a shot at this win.
Yeah. Well, and that's why I put the scenario out there instead of saying, hey, this is why I think this could happen, but.
Yeah, right. I mean, he would be the guy to pin something like that on.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
If they really want to say, you know what, you really effed up, we're done with you, that would be a real bitch slap in the face to have him be the first guy to lose it.
Yeah.
Or to have him bitch up like Kennedy did. I mean, yeah. Kennedy's was because of injury, but, you know.
No, Kennedy's was suspension, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, no, it was suspension.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the injury happened after he came back there.
Yeah, so, all right, well, I mean, I guess since I gave MVP as my pick, I'm also going to go with the dark horse of CM Punk being the only repeat winner. Who you taking?
Yeah, no, I'm in the same boat as you. Like, you know, like you said, Finley, Kofi, not a chance in hell. Henry, Kane, you know, really, they can put them in there if they need to, so why do they need to win the match? So, yeah, that only leaves us with four, and we've kind of discussed at length that Benjamin and Christian here, why they're not going to win it.
Yeah.
So that kind of leaves two guys with a realistic shot.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll find out Sunday. So, all right. Well, hope everyone enjoyed this. Another short one, but that's what we're trying to do. So check back later, and we'll have another one posted. It'll be number four of seven. So we'll get everyone next time. Thanks for listening.